Joining us this morning, your Senator, Brad Huckins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Okay, we made it through Thanksgiving. We got through Black Friday, where we've made it through Cyber Monday. What does the rest of November look like for Senator Huckins?
Well, today I'm on my way to Olympia. We have a series of meetings over here. We have what's called the Legislative Assembly Days, which is kind of like preseason football where the legislature reconvenes for a few days. We have different briefings on issues, different strategy sessions. My Senate caucus has a retreat today where we're going to talk about a whole host of topics. And then we do have those committee meetings later in the week. And it's kind of a chance for legislators to kind of reconnect with each other, and then it sort of sets the stage for the upcoming legislative session, which is just about a month and a half away. So I'm on my way to Olympia. I'm actually about halfway there, and right now I'm parked at the Snoqualmie Pass Summit, and I get the chance to connect with you. So thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. All right. We appreciate that. Now, when you head into these sessions, how many items are you bringing back to the table from the previous session to try to make something happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's interesting is, so the whole legislative process is set up on bienniums, which are basically two-year periods, and we approve the budgets for 2 years. The legislature as a body is elected for 2 years. Even though senators are elected for four-year terms, the House changes over every 2 years, technically, because that's the term of a state representative. And so the budgets and the bills are sort of alive for that full two-year period. So the budgets need to be updated and modified based on the latest revenues. The bills that didn't pass last year are still technically up for consideration this year. So a lot of those issues are still on the table, plus whatever new topics legislators bring in new for this coming year.
All right. I understand we're awaiting a November revised forecast on the budget or revenue forecast, I should say. What are we expecting?
Well, that just came in. Every quarter, the state of Washington forecasts its revenues. We collect a variety of different taxes, business taxes, real estate taxes, sales taxes, capital gains taxes, and some of these new ones. And that's sort of an indication of how we're doing financially. And the budget process, as I said, it's a two-year process for the budget. But a budget is really just an assumption of your revenues and your expenditures. And so you kind of have to always check in with your revenue picture to make sure that it's still aligned with what you were anticipating with the budget. And if the revenues are down, then you need to scale back. If the revenues are up, you might have a little bit more to spend or do some things. In this case, the revenues are slightly up over what was projected, but over time, the revenues have really slowed down. So over the last 10-year period, Washington has enjoyed significant revenue growth, but the pace of the slight growth now is modest, and it sort of suggests a flattening of the economy. So I think we're going to look at that pretty carefully when it comes to making these adjustments in the budget. I don't think we have a lot of extra revenue, at least generally, with the operating budget. We do have the capital gains income tax, which is more than anticipated. We also have these Climate Commitment Act allowance revenues that have come in. That's come in greater than anticipated. But overall, you know, consumer spending is holding on in the state, but fewer houses are being sold, so we're collecting less real estate taxes on some of those things. But the revenues are positive, and so I don't think in any way, shape, or form we should be entertaining new taxes in any way. But what we do with the tax revenues we have will sort of be up for debate this session.
Mm-hmm. And this session in particular is one of the short sessions. Is it fast and furious? Is the pace a lot different than one of the longer sessions?
Well, the pace for both sessions is very fast, but definitely for the shorter session, it's noticeably faster.
Mm-hmm.
The state alternates between longer sessions of 105 days when we're first debating and developing the two-year budgets. But now that those have been approved, this is sort of a mid-budget cycle check-in. And so the intent is we come in, we may have a few pieces of legislation that were priorities last year that didn't get approved. So we need to make approvals of those. We need to make some adjustments. The budgets themselves, I don't think, need too much adjusting, basically because the revenues are holding on. But definitely the pace is very fast. What's interesting is the session has been 60 days for the odd years for several decades. And the size and scope of state government and the budgets and just the complexity of issues has grown in our state. So we're really, every year that we go back for 60 days, we're kind of squeezing more and more things into the same shortened time frame. It may have worked well in years past, but I do believe it leads to sort of some hasty and rushed decisions at the end, and frankly, a lack of transparency in many regards when it comes to those final days and those final hours and what's available for public review and what has to be approved before the deadlines. So it is very fast-paced. And also, I should add, Jeff, the legislative schedule is set up based on a bunch of rigorous timelines and due dates. And every week, it seems like in the short session, there's some other major deadline coming and dropping. It's like bills need to pass their committees by this day. And then the next week, it's like if you're on a budget committee, the bills that have a fiscal impact need to be approved. Or the bills the next week need to be approved in the full House or the full Senate. And every week, basically, because the session is only 2 months long, And 40 days, really, when you back out the weekends, if we don't work weekends, it's a 60-day session becomes 40 days of legislative activity. So those deadlines do come fast and furious.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound fast and furious. Now, a few of the things that you've championed, that is, seem to be gaining some traction. We've got, I know, construction of the hydrogen project over in East Wenatchee. You seem to be getting a lot of support for the regional sports complex.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for both. My goal is just to do the best job I can representing our region. I do have that listening tour every fall, which we did this year, and it kind of helps put me in touch, hopefully, with what people are wanting. When it comes to the renewable hydrogen, you know, I passed this bill a few years ago, and I advocated for a fueling station, and I've tried to get the state thinking a little bit differently about zero-emission vehicles, not just all battery electric. And you know, that's really sort of taking off. The Douglas County PUD and the Pacific Northwest was actually awarded one of the federal hydrogen hubs, which is like there are seven different hydrogen hubs that have been sort of designated throughout the United States. And that could result in billions of dollars into the Pacific Northwest for clean hydrogen. And so I'm really excited that our area and our region of the state is not just leading our state, but we're really on the national forefront of something like this. So that's exciting. And when it comes to the regional sports complex, I kind of started that discussion about what our future needs would be. And this is, you know, looking ahead, like for our region for the next 50 years, trying to be proactive. And the stakeholder group has really taken that charge, and they're working together. There's a study process. I passed a bill that would allow the region to partner together to build a sports complex if they wanted to, and they're studying that pretty actively, and that's been several months in the process. They've chipped in several hundred thousand dollars to kind of do this study the right way. So Mayor Jerilee Crawford of East Wenatchee is chairing that committee, and the Chelan Douglas Regional Port Authority is providing the administrative support. But we have county commissioners from both Chelan County, Douglas County, the mayors from different communities involved. At this point, it's still very much a consideration process, but I'm excited to see what they ultimately decide upon.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. And so then finally, just wrapping it up here before we run out of time, anything else that we would want to know about for this upcoming session?
Well, there's a lot of things happening. Like I said, the capital gains income tax revenues are more than anticipated, so we may be able to, you know, the debate on what we do with those. Uh-huh. Also, this Climate Commitment Act, which has led to increases in gas prices upwards of 50 cents a gallon. There's been a whole auction process, and those auction proceeds are way higher than expected. But there's also a lot of cost escalations on transportation projects all across the state. So there's a lot of things kind of like in the mix in that regard. But if people have any questions at all, I encourage them to follow me on my website, which is SenatorBradHawkins.org. I have email newsletters. I have a contact page. We have a legislative hotline. So I guess what I really want to make sure I communicate to the KOZI listeners is if people have questions, my office is here to serve. I know Representative Steele and Representative Gaynor feel the same way. They're great colleagues to work with. So I think our 12th District legislative team is eager to get back. It'll be fast, but we're going to work really hard, as we do every year, to deliver results for the 12th District. But if people have any questions, please contact our offices.
Outstanding. Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you're out there on Snoqualmie Pass, pulled over to have the conversation. We definitely appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Jeff. And I look forward to connecting with you each week in Olympia once the session starts.
Indeed. We look forward to that as well. Thank you so much and safe travels.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye now. Again, Senator Brad Hawkins joining us for a Community Connection.